We spend a lot of time talking about cool new industrial tech, but you ever think about the people using it all day long?
Yeah, definitely.
Like you think about those panel PCs running factory?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, today we're diving into ergonomics, specifically how to design panel PC workstations that are good for the people using them, so they're comfortable, healthy, and productive.
Makes sense.
That
It's
makes sense.
really important. I mean, a study from UC Berkeley actually found
Oh, wow.
that when companies focused on ergonomics
Okay.
in industrial settings, they saw way fewer musculoskeletal disorders,
Really?
like 25% fewer.
That's huge.
And productivity actually went up by 10%.
Wow. So it's not just about feeling good, it's about the bottom line, too.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump in. First off, I think we got to talk about seeing the screen.
Right.
What about viewing distance and angle?
Yeah. So it's not as simple as just saying like this far away. It depends on the screen, like how big it is and the resolution. But usually about an arm's length is good to start. If it's a bigger screen or higher resolution, you might want to be a bit further back.
Makes sense.
Then there's the angle,
Right.
tilting the screen up a little,
Okay.
maybe 10 to 20 degrees. Usually helps with neck strain.
That makes sense. I actually read that staring at screens all day can really tire your eyes out.
Oh, for sure.
Is that 20/20/20 rule still a good idea?
Definitely.
Good.
So every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away
Right.
for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it works.
I like simple.
But in factories,
Yeah.
people are often really focused on important tasks.
Right.
So we got to take it a step further.
Okay.
Studies show that even just closing your eyes for a few seconds
Oh, really?
or shifting your focus can make a big difference.
Interesting.
It's all about giving your eyes a break.
Makes sense.
Even if it's just for a second,
Yeah, totally.
got to work those little breaks into the day.
Okay, so viewing distance, we got that. Breaks, we got that. But people come in different sizes. How do you design for that?
Adjustability is key.
Okay.
Each workstation needs to be tailored to the person.
Gotcha.
So adjustable monitor arms to change the height and tilt.
Yeah.
Then keyboard trays so your wrists aren't at weird angles.
Okay.
And of course, a good chair
Right.
with good lower back support and you can adjust it.
One size fits all does not apply here.
No, not at all.
So many options, though.
Oh, yeah.
What should people look for when choosing?
Okay, so for monitor arms,
Yeah.
you got to think about how much weight it can hold,
Okay.
how much you can move it around, and how easy it is to adjust.
Gotcha.
Keyboard trays should adjust up and down
Right.
and tilt too.
Okay.
Some even have a negative tilt.
What's that?
It means you can tilt it down towards you.
Huh. Interesting.
It's good for some tasks.
I'll have to try that.
And chairs, oh boy, that's a whole other thing.
I bet.
But the important thing is good lumbar support,
Yeah.
adjustable height, and armrests.
So we've got the screen set up, workstation is adjusted. What else matters?
Lighting and glare are super important.
Yeah, right. People forget about that.
Easy to do.
Even with a perfect setup,
Yeah.
if there's glare, it's going to be a problem.
For sure.
So how do we balance natural light with glare?
Right, because we all want natural light, but
That,
not the glare.
exactly.
So how do we do it?
So you can position workstations away from direct sunlight.
Okay.
Blinds or curtains help too.
Yeah.
And then you need good task lighting, something that lights up the work area, but doesn't make shadows or reflections, and anti-glare screen protectors.
Those are important.
Oh yeah, almost essential in factories.
Getting the lighting right is like an art form.
It really is.
Okay, so we've got the screen, the workstation, and the
Yeah.
lighting.
Now, what about the stuff people use to actually interact with the panel PC?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like, are some keyboards and mice better than others for this kind of environment?
Absolutely.
What should we be thinking about?
Well, factories have special needs.
Right.
A regular keyboard might not last.
I see.
Dust moisture, extreme temperatures.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you need rugged keyboards. Tough materials sealed up tight.
So nothing gets in. What
Exactly.
about mice?
A mouse might not be the best if you're wearing gloves
Ah, true.
or if you don't have much space.
Right.
Touch screens are getting popular,
Yeah, they're easy to use.
especially with gloves.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And trackballs can be good too
Okay.
when you don't have much space.
I hadn't thought about the environment affecting those.
It makes a difference.
Okay. So even with the best setup,
Yeah.
standing or sitting all day can be tough.
Yeah, for sure.
How important are breaks and movement?
So important.
Yeah.
Maybe even more important in factories. The work is often repetitive
Oh, right.
and demanding,
Good, good,
actually.
yeah.
breaks, let your muscles recover.
Okay.
You get less tired and your blood flows better.
That makes sense.
But it's hard to get people to take breaks.
It is.
But even just standing up to stretch
mm-hmm.
or walking around for a minute or two.
Yeah.
Every half hour can make a huge difference.
You know, I try to do that too.
Good.
Even when I'm just at my desk.
Yeah.
I even set a timer sometimes.
I like that.
It's crazy how much better a little movement makes you feel.
It really is.
And those micro breaks we talked about.
Uh-huh.
Perfect time to move around a bit.
Exactly.
So it sounds like ergonomics is all about working with your body.
Yep.
Not against it.
Exactly.
Not just about comfort either.
Right.
Safety, productivity, well-being.
It all ties together.
Well said.
Thanks.
So for our listeners out there,
yeah,
we hope this has helped you understand how important ergonomics are in industrial settings.
It's crucial.
If you're designing workstations, let's talk it.
Remember all this stuff. Viewing distance, angle adjustability, lighting,
yeah,
input devices,
right,
and brakes.
Right. Don't forget the brakes.
Speaking of which,
oh, cool.
I'm going to go take a quick stretch.
Good idea.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.